Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They were out riding through the South Alabama foothills one day, and they got a little bit thirsty. They pulled behind this old abandoned farmhouse. Bernard was driving. He hopped out. He ran over to this old pump, and he grabbed the handle, and he started the pump. Now, just as a matter of curiosity, how many of you good folks up here in the big city have ever used one of these old water pumps? Hey, that's fantastic. Okay. Well, it was hot. It was August, and old Bernard wanted a drink of water. And after he'd been pumping a couple of minutes, he said, "Jimmy, better get that old bucket over there and dip some water out of that creek. We're going to have to prime the pump." Well, old Bernard wanted that drink of water. I mean, it gets hot in South Alabama, and he was just pumping away and pumping away, you know. And I'll tell you, that sweat was beginning to come off of him. And he said, "You know, Jimmy, I just don't believe it's any water down there."
Oh, wow.
That the things in life that have value, that you got to do some pumping for. Well, old Bernard, man, he wanted that drink of water. I mean, by then, he was really working up a sweat. But, you know, there's always that question, just how much pumping are you willing to do just for a drink of water? And finally, old Bernard just threw up his hand. He said, "Jimmy, they're just sitting in the water down there." Jimmy said, "Don't stop, Bernard. Don't stop. If you stop, it goes all the way back down, and then you'll have to start all." There's no way you can look at that pump and say, "Yeah, just two more strokes and I got it." Because you might have to pump another 10 minutes. There's no way you can look in the head of that prospect and say, "Yep, just two more closes and I got him." Because, you know, it might really take a lot of pumping. But
first question, right off the bat, saw it on Twitter yesterday. We shoot Clerks 3 in May, hit somebody shoot September through Christmas. In February, doing Moose Jaws, but after that, I smell a rat. Mall Rat sequel, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was the first time I said it. Yeah. That's what we're working on.
People who are nostalgic for that show, we have a little clip.
Hey, what's that?
Is it on? Yes.
Are we on?
We're good.
I didn't ask you.
I'm good.
No, I'm good.
Let's just get this nightmare. Underway or over with? Where are we at? Under or over? Whose hair is this on the board? Ooh, somebody bring a dog in here? Are we shedding? The Shaggy DA in here? Best show.
And what made it a phenomenon? I'm not sure that clip convinced me.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow.
One, two, and one, two, and here it comes now.
Oh, wow.
You know, ready to start. Bring it around again. Give me the loop.
Oh, wow.
And make that music with your mouth.
Okay. Oh, wow.
One, and two, and one, and two, and here it comes now. I'm almost ready to start. Bring it around again. Give me the loop. And make that music with your mouth.
Hey, yo, I lost audio. What happened?
Mayo.
Puppy dogs.
I like the chicken quesadilla.
Do you have puppy dogs?
Hey, yo, I lost audio. What happened?
Loneliness.
Yeah, gay.
In my 20s, I was, bird dogging chicks and getting loaded.
Right.
And these guys are talking about comic books and those collectibles.
Hey, yo, I lost audio. What happened?
What?
Oh, it better not be.
Stop laughing. It's not fun.
Hi, I'm Dennis.
Victory! 2018, guys. You got a slogan for 2018. Are you steamrolling chumps?
Everybody, it's the best show, weird episode of the show, pre-recorded as far as you're concerned listening, but I'm doing it live right now, so it's not pre-recorded. I don't know what's going to happen. The future has yet to reveal itself. This is what we call a pre-tape in the biz, because whatever night this is airing means yours truly could not be there, but we want original content for the best show listeners, so that's why we are here doing a show. Me and Pat and Mike doing it, bringing you a new episode of The Best Show. And yeah, look, I could say what we're going to talk about, but you don't know. This happened already. phones are all full because people, we're going to talk about disappointment tonight. What are your disappointments? Personal, professional, entertainment, whatever. We'll talk about all your disappointments and we'll get to the bottom of that. And I'm not even giving the phone number out because you can't use it. I do want to say this is the best show, so you sit back, you relax, and you get ready because we are about to do what we do. It's best show time. Let's let the show commence. What's up, everybody? Hi, it's Tom. What's going on? We are doing the best show. If you're listening to this, don't call because it's not live. It's an episode where we're doing it and talking about stuff that happened in the past. If you're hearing this, this episode has never been heard before, unless you're hearing it. I think you're doing it 150 years from when it was recorded in 2019, then it would have been heard before. Look, I know what's going to go on with this show. I know. I'm going to keel over. The show will live on. It will grow in popularity. People will appreciate it finally on a larger scale. All these frauds that call themselves podcasters and whatever, they will be unmasked. I won't be here to see it. My ghost will. Or my ghoul. Will I be a ghost or a ghoul? What do you think, Mike? A ghost. Okay. What's the difference between a ghost and a ghoul? One is malicious. Eh, that's fair. I don't think it's accurate, but it sounds believable. Sounds incorrect, but believable. One is malicious. So, yeah, we just heard from Frankie Kosmos from their album Vessel. Came out on Sub Pop last year. That was Cafeteria, our friends here on The Best Show, Frankie Kosmos. Love them. So, I says to you, you're listening to this show. It was recorded on a non-Tuesday night. because I knew it wasn't going to be in town, and wanted to have some content, an episode, new episode. So we do it on a different night, but you don't hear it live, and you hear it later. So that's what you're doing. And we're going to talk about disappointment tonight. Whether they're stories, personal stories of disappointment in your actual life or things that disappointed you. In movies or whatever. Let's go to the phone. Best Show, hi.
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 This is Carmen from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Carmen from Kalamazoo, Michigan. What's going on, Carmen?
Hey, not a whole lot. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm good. I'm good. What's going on in Kalamazoo tonight? What's Kalamazoo all about? I don't know.
What is Kalamazoo all about? It is directly halfway between Detroit and Chicago.
So what does that? What kind of situation does that create?
I don't know. It's I guess technically a college town. There's Western Michigan University here and Kalamazoo College, but it's a cool place. I might be a little biased. There's some interesting history here. Gibson guitars are from here, and Checker Cab is from here. The first outdoor mall is here.
Mm.
Just some fun Kalamazoo trivia for you.
So you could pull up to the outdoor mall in a Checkered Cab and then listen to somebody play Johnny B. Good.
Exactly.
And that would sum up Kalamazoo.
That would be the Kalamazoo experience.
Ultimate
even throw in
Kalamazoo.
Some celery cereal, and then you're really going.
Celery
yeah, it was
cereal.
Called Celery. It was called Celery City at one point, and I know there was a celery cereal produced here.
They called Kalamazoo Celery City.
At some point, yeah, they did.
Why was that now? Because you grow celery or something? What?
Yeah, there was apparently some celery production here. I don't think there is much anymore.
Used to be we grew the celery out here. The celery stalks were high as you could see. High as you could. You look up, you just see celery going all the way up. Not anymore.
Those were the good old days.
Those were the good old days. You'd sit back with your... with your guitar, you'd play, and it would make the celery grow. It would the rock and roll would make the celery grow. And then you'd cut some down, you put it in the trunk of your checkered cab. And what else happened there? Take it to the outdoor mall.
Yeah.
To the celery depot. And then you just have a
you have nailed the Kalamazoo experience.
Now, what's the deal? What do you like to put on celery? You like to dip it in a peanut butter or ranch dressing? What do you do?
I don't really like celery that much. I mean, peanut butter and ranch, yeah, that kind of makes it tolerable, but I'm not a celery man.
You're not a celery man.
No.
Well, people who don't like celery, otherwise there'd be a celery shortage going on all the time.
You're not wrong. That's probably why they don't have celery here in Kalamazoo anymore.
Pat, do you like celery? He just had a celery soda, the Dr. Brown's. You know what soda I had? I didn't like so much Dr. Bronner's soda. It's very soapy tasting. Tasted like
peppermint.
Soda. It was Dr. Bronner's peppermint soda. I don't know if it was soda necessarily. It said peppermint on it. And it was thicker than soda usually is. It had like a viscous quality to it. It was very strong. And it was in a container, like a squirt container, not like any soda I've ever seen. It was not carbonated either. But other than that, I liked it. But other than that, I liked it. Oh, boy. These are some hacky, bleeping rhythms I got going. But other than that, I liked it. Jack Benny's rolling over in his grave. Here's that. You know why? Because he murdered someone. his soul is tormented by that murder he committed. He beat a man with his violin. You know who covered it up was the announcer from the show. Covered it up. Was the announcer's name Don? Oh, Don. Yeah. So, what's going on? What kind of disappointment do you have, Carmen?
Well, this might be getting into some dangerous territory, but mine stems from my wedding day, actually.
You better not say AP Mike's calendar. You better not say AP Mike's calendar. I'm warning you right now.
I'm not. I don't even know what website you'd get that from.
Funny story. I actually do know. APMike.bandcamp.com. And he, God knows why he reordered in 2019. The whole point of a calendar is you start the year with it. You don't go. And if you don't have one on the first, you wait till next year. You piece it together, right? You get an old one and you just scribble, you change the dates on it.
Yeah.
No, what you do is you get an AP Mike. This guy reordered because the demand is still there. Can't believe this is the only guy that still sells calendars after the 1st of January. It's the only guy. Him and Frozen. He's like Frozen. He's like the adult Frozen. So, kids just want Frozen, right? Or they don't anymore. Kids don't care about Frozen. Imagine how much Frozen stuff is in a garbage dump right now. Some kid at one point was crying because they could not get their hands on some doll for that snowman. Now there's just piles of them in a garbage dump.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Sick country, Carmen. So now you sound like you were about to kick off an uplifting story. Your disappointment was on your wedding night.
It was, yeah.
Let's hear this story.
Okay. Well, the wedding was in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Surprise. And it was, by all means, a great day. It was a great wedding, beautiful ceremony and reception, and you know, it was a blur, and it was a thrill to experience, and we had a fancy hotel booked for that evening, and you know, we're still, you know, haven't had a chance to change or anything, so my wife is in her wedding dress and I'm still in my tuxedo and everything. And we had a family friend who kind of splurged and got us a special suite and, you know, champagne and strawberries and all that sorts of fun stuff. And we got our room and we opened the door and noticed, you know, the card with the champagne and chocolates and whatnot. But it looked like the strawberries had already been like someone had already gotten into them a little bit. Wow. And we noticed it was a suite, and we noticed on the floor there were some garments. And we were very quickly piecing things together, and we heard some voices in the other room of the suite, probably maybe scared out of their minds. And we quickly ran out of there because there were people there. And I had to go down to the lobby, and you know, it was an amalgam of emotions, and I just remember waiting in line and telling the person there, concierge or whatever, that there were naked people already in our room, and they seemed horrified by that fact. And so we got to wait around the lobby again for another, you know, 20 minutes or half an hour as they tried to figure this out, with my wife just hanging out in her wedding dress and having, you know, different members of my family or friends, you know, talking with them. But we eventually got a different room. I don't remember if we got the, you know, the special treats and whatnot replaced, but they had to figure out why there was people already in a room.
And how did they ever give you an answer?
They didn't. They didn't give us an answer. They gave us another night free stay in the future, but they didn't. They didn't tell us. I think they said something like, "Oh, we, you know, our system shouldn't allow this," but it was nothing. It was nothing beyond that.
So these, and you saw these people literally. You saw them with their not with their clothes on.
We didn't see them because they were around the corner in, you know, it was a suite. So there was like an entry room and then like the bedroom.
Yeah.
We saw their clothing and we saw, you know, wrapper, the champagne wrapper and everything, you know, thrown on the ground and whatever.
So they drank, but it clearly was not for them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, unless they were also married or something like that. I mean, I would imagine there was a card of some sort, so.
This is sick. And they did not, this hotel did not make it up to you at all, other than to offer you more time at their lousy hotel. What a weird
punishment. Yeah, they offered me another night, and the second night when we went there in the future, we ended up leaving in the middle of the night because it was a room that had a door like to a joint room, and there were just people going crazy the whole night, and we couldn't sleep at all, so they had to give us a comp night for that comp night as well. And the third night was fine.
So that's but, how you do it out there.
Yeah, it was a weird thing.
You just did not do the Kalamazoo Tourism Board any favors.
It's a great city in my mind.
Sounds like it. Sounds
maybe
like
don't, you know, don't have that experience that I had. Hopefully I took one for the team and other people don't have to experience that.
So karmically you took one for the team.
I did.
Well, this is what I'll say about Kalamazoo. I don't know two things about it. There's one thing I like about Kalamazoo. You, Carmen.
Oh, come on.
You're it. The rest of the city can kick rocks as far as I'm concerned. And this hotel should be ashamed of themselves. We're sorry you had such a bad time here. Let us make it up to you and extend your stay here. Now, give me some cash. Give me some cash.
It would have been nice.
They didn't send down champagne or send up champagne to your room, to your new room?
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember. I don't think so. I mean, I know at that point we had lost so much momentum from the day that it was just... We were happy to get in a room, and, yeah.
I hear you. All right, buddy.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Tom.
Good evening.
Yep.
It's hotels. I remember I went to a hotel in Los Angeles one time, and I was in the hotel, and then I took a towel off the towel rack, and a needle fell out, like an injection-type needle. Not a sewing needle. Granny was not in there. And I wrapped it up back in the towel, and I took it down to the front desk. I went, they're like, "How can we help you, sir?" I was like, "Yeah, I just want to show you something off to the side here." And, "Okay." It's like, "Yeah, this was in my room." And I opened the towel. "Oh, my God. Oh, my God." No, that Jim Gaffigan's, that voice Jim Gaffigan does was not working at the hotel.
Why is he saying this? This isn't funny. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but then they're like, hey, you want to stay here more? I was like, yeah, I do, actually. This is a hotel where Suge Knight held Vanilla Ice off the balcony to get the rights to Ice Ice Baby. Yeah, I do. You got to tell me about that. Then they would deny they knew anything about it. They denied they knew a thing about it. It was sick. And sad. Equal parts sick and sad. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
Oh, my name is Andy. I'm in New Hampshire.
Andy?
Yes.
In New Hampshire. What's up, Andy?
Well, first of all, Happy New Year and welcome back. I'm so glad to have you back from Toronto.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's good to be back from Toronto. So what's going on tonight, Andy?
Well, I wanted to talk to you. I saw the tweet that the show is about disappointment, and I thought of something that I could share.
Yeah, let's hear it. But we're talking about disappointment.
Yes. Yeah, I was disappointed in a sandwich.
In a sandwich?
Yeah.
Now, where'd you get this sandwich, Andy?
Yeah, well, I didn't get it. I made it at home. I on social media, I was following somebody from Ireland, and they were talking about something called a chip buddy. Have you ever heard of that before?
No, I have not heard of a chip buddy. A chip buddy?
Yeah, but the buddy is spelled B-U-T-T-Y.
A chip buddy.
Yes. Yeah, and it's basically just like a French fry sandwich.
Yeah, you should be disappointed in that. That sounds that sounds like it's tailor-made for disappointment.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but, you know, the enthusiasm from the person who was sharing this hunger for a chip butty, and then, of course, I researched it and said, gee, well, if he's enjoying this chip butty so much, maybe I would too. And I looked into it, and I said, well, it's got French fries. And it's between two slices of bread, and I like fries, and I like sandwiches. Maybe I'd love the chip buddy too.
And so, how did you make? What did you do? You just where'd you get the fries from?
Oh, they were just like frozen fries. Maybe that was part of the problem.
That might be part of the problem.
Yeah, and then my wife bought some sub rolls because I guess you typically have it in like a sub roll,
uh-huh.
Or as you guys call it, hoagie rolls. There, I suppose.
So you threw some frozen fries onto a sub roll.
Yeah, well, I cooked the fries first, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I assumed you cooked them first.
Yeah.
And you put them on, and what did you put on top of them?
I think I just put some ketchup in there with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But yeah, it was disappointing, Tom.
Yeah, why? Not enough starch? It's disappointing.
Yeah.
Of course it's disappointing. It sounds like one third of a sandwich.
Yeah.
Sounds like it was missing a few other ingredients.
Yes.
But I'll say this. When I ate McDonald's food, and I don't eat it no more. I don't. Toronto killed my love of all food. Now I eat a few M&Ms, and then I eat some fruit, and then I'll have one meal, and then that's it for a day.
Oh, my goodness.
Toronto killed my love of food. That's what they did up there. Have I had pizza once since I've been back? I had one slice 2 weeks ago that Mike and Pat ordered. Didn't even have one this past week. They had a whole pizza pie out there. I was like, yeah, I'm okay.
My goodness.
Thank you.
I hope you get the love of food back.
I hope I don't. I kind of enjoy it.
Oh,
yeah. It's kind of liberating. So when I would go to McDonald's, my favorite thing on earth, I realized, you go to McDonald's, you get the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, right?
Yes.
And you get that thing. This is what I would do. Take it, lift the bun off. And the bun, again, I've talked about it before. The bun is the best part of the whole thing. It's like a smushy, soft bun. There's no other bun like that on earth.
No, you're absolutely right. The bun is the best part. That's the difference between making it at home and getting it at McDonald's.
So then I take a fry, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do I eat the fry? No, I use the fry as a tool. I feel like the chimpanzee in 2001. Moonwatcher. Do you know his name was Moonwatcher?
I didn't know that.
Did you know that, Mike? The ape, the man ape, was his name's Moonwatcher, and he's the one that smashes the thing and then invents weapons. Remember when he invented weapons?
Yes.
The ultimate evil. That man ape is like in the Hall of Horrors. There should be a statue of that man ape. Smashing stuff, realizing you can crack a bone over someone's head.
Yes.
So
a coworker told me that scene where the man ape throws the bone up into the sky,
yeah,
and then it turns into a spaceship. You know, yeah, that scene in 2001?
Well, the bone doesn't turn into a spaceship.
Well, you know what I mean.
It's a match cut.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. Go ahead.
Okay. No, you go ahead, Andy.
Okay.
Look how reverent you are. This is how the caller should be. Beaten down, vaguely terrified, treading so lightly. Yet entertaining.
I love
you, Tom. Yet entertaining. So your friend said what now about that shot?
A coworker said he did a report on 2001, I guess, in college, and he'd called that shot the most temporally wrenching shot in all of cinema.
The most temporally wrenching shot?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I would write on? You know what I'd write? I'd write "See me after class." I'd write "See me after class." I'd say to your friend, "You want a passing grade? You go wash my car." Throw the keys to your friend. Go wash my car.
Yep.
Because you're flunking out if this is what you're turning in. Temporally wrenching. Why? Because, it's probably the most temporally everything shot in all of movies, because it jumps millions of years in 1 second.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Your friend don't sound too smart, no offense. Your friend sounds like he's half smart. Your friend is half smart, right?
Yes.
Kind of like, oh, well, that's, you have to realize that it's a real temporal shift when the when the bone gets thrown in the air, and then it is a match cut. The bone goes up and then comes down and matches to a space station. That really is the all of mankind taking a step forward in evolutionary and in terms of weaponry, because a trivia fact is those spaceships are actually armed ships, and Kubrick changed a couple details in the movie. Those were actually meant to be defense ships, and he removed those details from the movie, figuring that that the temporal leap was enough of a jarring concept. And then you're just at work, just like, yeah, I got to do this report. Right? You're hiding in the stall at work again, feet up on the turlet, standing up on the turlet so he can't even look under to see, try to find your face to talk. Andy, are you in here? Andy, I didn't even get to tell you about the part in Did you know that, Andy, did you know, I hear him. Andy, did you know another giveaway in 2001 is Hal suggests a chess move that is actually cheating when he's explaining the moves when he's playing Dave. Very interesting thing. The move that Hal says he did is he cheated. Are you in here? And you're hiding feet up on the turlet so he doesn't. Oh, he's not in here. And then he sees you're not in there. What if he just goes, oh, that effing idiot's not in here? And he just goes on a tirade about you, assuming you're not in there. in the bathroom, and then you're crying. You're crying. On the
I hate that guy. He's so dumb. What a dummy.
Have you ever heard somebody laugh this much, Mike? No, this guy's having the best time I've ever heard anybody have on the show.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. I love you, Tom.
Oh, I like you, too. You have a great night.
All right.
Did we even get to his disappointment? I don't think so. Did we? No, that was a different guy. Eh, whatever. Best show.
Hey, Tom, what's up?
Not a whole lot. Welcome to the best show. My name's Tom. To whom am I speaking?
You're speaking to Ahmad from San Diego again.
Ahmad, how are you tonight?
I'm perfect. I feel a little bad, though. I feel like I'm hogging the best show.
No, you're not. Ahmad, I'll just can you if it's going too long.
Oh, well, thank you. Anyway, I got two disappointments, movie-wise. One was...
The Phantom Menace.
What?
The Phantom Menace.
No, it's not the Phantom Menace.
I'm kidding.
I know, it's not a great movie, but I feel like it's... Everyone says it's worse than it really is.
Yeah, you know what movie is also bad? Return of the Jedi.
Really? That's an unpopular opinion.
It's pretty bad. You watch it.
I like Return of the Jedi.
The
one I liked the most was like a child.
You were four when you saw it. That's why you like it.
Yeah, that's true.
What else do you like that you were a kid? Were you like Pokemon?
No, I wasn't a Pokemon kid. I was a superhero kid.
Yeah, so you like all your superheroes.
Yeah, still do.
So what disappointed you, Ahmad?
What disappointed me was Bohemian Rhapsody, but it was a strange thing because I saw it like a few days after like opening week, and I hated it, but the entire time I was just engrossed by it, and I kind of loved this movie, even though it's like historically inaccurate, it's very cliche,
yeah.
Some of the parts are not very well acted. But I came out of it, and I just kind of loved it. Like, it made me listen to Queen again, which I hadn't in a long time.
Sure.
And I've been, like, obsessed with this movie. I don't know what it is.
You know what it is with that movie? It's not a good movie in a lot of ways, but it's the music of the band brought to life, and you see that. And then the guy's good as Freddie Mercury. And so it's like, that might be enough. To make it watchable.
I know, but I feel like if that was just what it was, I'd just kind of forget about it. I think it's also just like the fandom surrounding it is that I'm just perplexed by, you know?
How about when
he won a Golden Globe.
Yeah, how about when he goes, no kids are going to drive around listening to Bohemian Rhapsody in their cars.
It sounds like Ringo Starr.
That part's, well, you talk to Mike Myers about that.
Famous character actor Mike Myers.
He did that
Austin
part
Powers.
Thing. I almost got up and left when I saw him on the screen.
Ugh.
Then I liked when he was listening to Live Aid on the radio 10 years later.
Mm.
Remember when we all huddled around our radios listening to Live Aid?
I was not there, so I'll take your word for it.
Is this the real life, right? Is this just fantasy?
They'll never sell this song. In a landslide.
No escape from reality, right?
Yeah.
Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see, right? What comes next?
Yeah.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. What comes next?
Because easy come. Easy go, little high, little low.
All right. What other thing did you want?
Another thing was, remember that X-Men movie that came out a while ago?
The one where they fought in a gift shop?
Yeah, that one.
The first one?
I think it was called Apocalypse.
Oh, no. The first X-Men movie, all these Marvel movies were made, and they had the smallest final fights in the thing. The first X-Men movie, they literally fought in a gift shop. of the
Is that the one where they're fighting on top of the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I saw, like, the most recent one, which is Apocalypse. And I like Days of Future Past a lot.
That's a good movie. I like that.
Yeah.
You're really naming all these really Bryan Singer. You're a big Bryan Singer fan?
I don't want to be.
Is that your, that's your dude?
Don't label me as a Bryan Singer fan. You know, I'll feel like shame now.
You named two movies.
They were both disappointments.
I'm teasing you. Of course he's a monster and should be launched at the heart of the sun.
What I was saying about Apocalypse was, since I love Days of Future Past so much, when I came out of Apocalypse, like, my first thought was, that was okay. And then I got into my car and started driving home. And, like, it was, like, halfway onto, like, I was on the freeway. And it just occurred to me, wait a minute, that movie was really bad.
Yeah,
that's never happened to me of any other movie.
It hit you as you were on the way. The wit of the staircase, but in bad movie form.
Yeah, it's like I gained, like, some sort of, like, you know, enlightenment. You know, I understood the world a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you understood a movie sucked.
Yeah,
I saw Days of Future Past. I think that's a great movie. That's the one where they're in the '70s, and and that one's good. Except for the future stuff is boring.
Are you sure you just don't like future stuff, like sci-fi stuff? Because you don't like that, and you don't like Star Wars.
Well, first of all, Star Wars is not future stuff. It's a long, long time ago, my friend. It's
I feel history. Like you're getting me on a technicality.
It's history. Star Wars is history.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars, you can put next to you could put that next to like Braveheart.
Oh, really?
It took place after Braveheart.
Is that canon, as they say?
But before, in the history of movie stuff, it starts with 2001. That's the first thing on the timeline. Then it's Ben-Hur.
Mm-hmm.
Then Braveheart.
Mm-hmm.
Then Star Wars movies. Then another Mel Gibson movie, The Patriot, comes next.
Oh, so you're a big Mel Gibson fan?
No, I actually am condemning him. If you would let me get to my Mel Gibson condemnation speech, but
I'm sorry.
That's all right, Ahmad. You knocked me off course a little bit. Look, I also don't want to do it. I know you're a big fan. There's two people who you collect autographed memorabilia of: Bryan Singer and Mel Gibson. And you're always looking for, like, a signed copy of What Women Want, poster, Mel Gibson.
You forgot all my Harvey Weinstein autographs and my signed box of House of Cards.
I forgot all your stuff. That House of Cards thing.
I also have a AP Mike headshot next to all that.
Oh, don't you dare. Don't you dare put AP Mike with those bad guys. AP Mike's a good guy.
I believe it.
He's a good guy. He's like, look, is he a little rudderless sometimes? Yeah. Who isn't?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
All
right. Does he roam the streets of Bayonne? Yeah, he does. Is he the hero we want? Absolutely not. Is he the hero we deserve? Without a doubt.
And they'll make up for it by buying a calendar. Is it too late?
No, it's not. Actually, funny story. It's not too late. You can go to apmike.bandcamp.com and get one of these dumb calendars.
It wouldn't be a best show episode unless you mentioned the AP Mike calendar.
Yeah, it sure wouldn't. I wonder if you wrote to him and said, I'll give you $10 for one of these calendars. I wonder if somebody started bargaining with him, what he'd do. You know what I think he'd do? He'd tell you to pound walnuts. He doesn't care. I've seen him tell. He's so calendar drunk. I've seen him on Twitter give people like
somebody would be like, hey, he's thinking about the calendar. Mike tweets back, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't really. This guy's flush with calendars. He's walking around, swinging his calendar around.
I feel like out of everyone at the Best Show, I think Mike's probably made the most money. Is that accurate?
Mike's made the most money?
Yeah, more than at least Pat and Dudio.
Well, what do you mean, with his side business of shirts and calendars and headshots?
Yeah,
probably.
He's a master of merchandising, like George Lucas, if you will.
He really is like George Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
He's like if George Lucas only sold pictures of George Lucas.
He's like George Lucas in the fact that he had one good idea in 1977. And milking it since.
Oh, that's not fair to Mike. That's not fair. Because I'll say this. I've said it before, I'll say it again. No one wanted to see this calendar bomb harder than me.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wanted to say, and look, do I think Mike has a flop on the horizon? Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to slide all his chips in on some other thing, like some, like, whatever he's going to make, like a nightlight or something. And then it's going to bomb. He's going to make like an AP Mike nightlight. Hey, everybody, the new nightlight's out. And he'll like set it at too high of a price point. New nightlight's out, $40. New nightlight, $40 plus $10 shipping. It's out. And then it'll bomb. And then he'll get a different AP Mike coming around. But right now, I wanted to see that calendar bomb so hard.
I'm a Best Show fan, but only because I'm an AP Mike fan, first and foremost. So, AP Mike goes, I go.
Well, that's the most. Look, don't worry. If AP Mike goes, I go. He'll be here longer than I will. You think I'm going to outlast him on this show?
But what's the line of succession for, like, Best Show hosts? It goes you, AP Mike, then is it Pat? Does he get it after that?
Honestly, I don't know. If I go, I want the stuff just thrown out. These guys can do their own thing. But they'll keep it going. Uh-huh. They'll find some loophole. The original Best Show. Like, it'll be like the way these bands form... the way they keep going, suddenly it'll be like the Four Tops or whatever, where there's no Four Tops in it. The real Four Tops, featuring AP Mike,
the All Star Band.
Yeah, the Tuesday Night Best Show. Like he'll have a thing like Tuesday Night Best Show with AP Mike, and they'll all be fighting over callers, and that'll be the time. That'd be the greatest thing when suddenly Dudio and Pat are arguing over who gets Avalanche Bob. And they each want him. Because each wants just whatever shred of the show they can get.
It's like crabs in a barrel.
Yeah.
Has anyone ordered the pizza? Has anyone ordered the pizza yet? I'm curious.
Did you guys order pizza? Not yet. What are you waiting for? Half price? What is it? It's not all bomb pan. They don't half price that pizza. Aubon Pen. There was an Aubon Pen near WFMU, and it was open till 8 p.m. But at 7, the final hour of them being open, and for that final hour from 7 to 8, all the pastries were half price because they just got to get them out of there. And I never saw a bigger crowd of trash. And I'm not saying these are people who like budget wise could not. These people could have paid full price. These were not people who were suffering from budget issues or financial concerns. I would never put somebody like that down. These were people who had plenty of money and they rolled down from their offices and they just started loading up on these pastries.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess they're probably bringing them into work the next day.
They want to be known as the hero who brought the pastries the next day.
Slightly stale cookies to work the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get a round of applause.
I'll say this. Glad I'm not over on that side of town anymore. Glad I'm not on that side of town. Mike used
I will
to
tell
eat at
you.
This, Mike, Mike, let me just finish. Mike used to eat at this pizza pie place.
Mm-hmm.
And he suddenly he's friends with the person. Hey, Mike. I go in. Hey, Mike, you going to get another slice? No, I'm good. Hey, well, see you next week, Mike. Yeah, okay. And I'd always pretend that I ate already when I got there. I was eating around the corner. Mike would be like, hey, you want to get pizza? I ate already at home. No, I made that up. I just wanted Mike to be like, is that really true?
Why would you slander Mike like that?
No, I'm just teasing. I'm giving them business. Look, I got to get some satisfaction because this show is pretty much a calendar promotional tool now. Turned into an infomercial for calendars. You turn around, I feel like the Flex Seal guy. I feel like that guy on the Flex Seal commercial plugs Flex Seal less than I plug the calendars on this show.
I do like the fact you're plugging a 2019 calendar in the middle of January.
And that Flex Seal thing, it's this high-powered glue or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Really? We're sure about this Flex Seal? This guy's gluing bricks to a ceiling. Is that really a game we want to play?
I will buy AP Mike-branded Flex Seal if it comes to that.
Oh, my God.
Whatever it costs.
AP Mike, this is the strongest adhesive on the market. I glued this brick. Because there's now some idiot's going to glue a brick to a ceiling and it's going to fall on their head.
Why would they glue a brick to the ceiling just to, like, you know...
They're trying to show how strong the stuff. They're just trying to show how strong the stuff is.
Mm.
All right.
I just want to momentarily go back to pizza and just say I don't want this to be an AP Mike bashing / movie bashing call. So I just want to say the best pizza I ever had was in Fort Collins, Colorado. I can't remember what the pizza place was called, but it was really peculiar because it was a cheese pizza with, like, globs of cream cheese on it, and I've never seen it before or since.
Yeah. What is that called? Vomit pizza?
It was
globs
delicious.
Globs of cream cheese. That sounds like that weird stuff Joe Firestone eats.
Mm-hmm.
Out in St. Louis, they got some weird pizza that they all love.
I will say the morning after was not great, but in the moment, it was the best pizza
well,
ever had.
Well, Ahmad, you did it, and you paid the... It probably was, Mike says, ricotta cheese. Is that what it was? All right, thanks for the call. All right, goodbye. Enough pizza talk. Best show, hi.
Hi! Hi!
Hi.
One second.
Welcome.
I've listened a lot, and this is the first time I'm ever calling in, so I'm, like, excited. I'm sorry.
I say to you, firstly, welcome. And secondly, I say, to whom am I speaking?
Oh, my name is Lilith. I live in Castle Rock, Washington.
Lilith in Castle Rock, Washington. Now, where is Castle Rock, Washington in relation to cities like Seattle or Tacoma?
We're about... Two-ish hours south of Seattle.
Are you equidistant from Portland and Seattle, or is it in a different direction?
We're about 45 minutes away from Portland. We're kind of in the middle. Yeah.
Gotcha. So when something's happening, do you go to Portland to see it, or to? Is that the big city?
It depends on my days off, and it depends on what's happening. Like, Laura Jane Grace from Against Me had a show both in Seattle and in Portland, and one of them just happened to be on one of my days off, so I went to the Seattle show rather than the Portland show.
Sure. Which city do you prefer? What was your name again? I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's Lilith, Lilith.
Gotcha. So Lilith, when you... Which city do you consider your city? Which one do you feel you have more of a connection to?
Portland. Probably just because it's closer and I've been to it more, but yeah, I got married in Portland actually, so.
Okay.
It's probably part of it too.
And how long have you been up there? Did you grow up in the Pacific Northwest?
I moved up to Washington. Well, I lived in Idaho for like 5 years, and then I moved to Texas for like 16. But I moved back up to the Pacific Northwest because my girlfriend, who's now my wife, lives up here, and I've just stayed, of course, because she's here.
Yes, that's a it's a good reason to get out of Idaho. I'm sure there's probably a few, right?
Yeah.
You probably had a few reasons on that list to hightail it to not Idaho. Now, what's Idaho like? I don't even know what Idaho's even like. I'm putting it down.
Oh, my goodness. Well, my experience in Idaho is probably different from other people's experiences because I grew up as the only brown kid in a super white town 30 minutes away from a KKK complex, so it's a little different for me. Idaho was not fun.
I'm sure it was not fun. Well, you took care of business. You got out and you got somewhere where you could be happier. Is that where you're at?
That
now?
Is, yeah, that's safe to say.
Well, good. I'm glad you're where you can be happy, Lilith. So, we're talking about disappointment tonight. And
yes, and I have something for the topic.
What do you have?
This is going to sound super, super nerdy, but there is a comic from, I believe it's Image Publishing. It's called Skyborn, and every month there's a previews book that lists every comic that's coming out within like the next 2 months or so.
Oh yeah, and you go to the comic book store. Well, do you want the previews? Yeah. You want the previews? You want?
Yeah, exactly.
Previews? Oh, you mean that you can put 2.5 pounds of stuff in my bag for free? That now there's just a point where. You ever have that point where you're just like, yeah, I'll take a free thing. And then you just,
yeah.
Then eventually you're at the point where you're like, no, I don't want the free thing that I don't want. So,
yeah,
but now there's this book. What is the book called again?
Skyborn.
Skyborn. And
it's a 5-issue comic book that took about a year and a half to come out. It came out super slow, which was one of the disappointments, but the preview for that comic book was like, here's this guy and he's immortal and he's depressed about being immortal, which I wasn't really into. And then he goes, but he has a sister who's also immortal and she kicks all kinds of butt and she's awesome and she's like a super secret agent. I'm like, okay, I'm buying the comic book for this character. This
yeah.
is the character I want to follow.
Sure.
And so I get the first issue and she dies like right in the first comic. And it's all about him and his depression and wanting to die. And it's like, well, this was not what I was advertised. This is
yeah.
a disappointment.
Well, it sounds like a bummer.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say if I should read. Is it good though? Without even if you were not disappointed by that, would you enjoy? Would you? Is it good in spite of that, or did that just knock it out of the off the table for you for any version of enjoying it?
I mean, I finished getting it because I know my comic book guy personally, and so I felt bad about ordering it and then him being stuck with, like, having to sell this to somebody else.
Yeah,
but it was
yeah.
not good. He was the character. He got the jobs that needed to be done, but he just kind of complained the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually the sister, like, came back to life, but that was at, like, the very end of the last comic.
So hold on a second. So this character got the job done but complained the whole time. Now, is this a comic book about me or about something? Because that sounds shockingly, like, it's shockingly close to my story. He came, he complained, he did the job, he complained some more. Like, do I complain too much, Lila?
You know, I don't think you do, honestly.
Am I a crab apple?
You know what? It's part of your charm. You're a little crabby, but it's totally, it's on brand and totally
okay.
is part
so,
of your
that's
charm.
A, yeah, that's a yes, then. You're saying, yes, you're a crab apple. I can take it. I asked the question. I can't ask the question
I'm
if I don't want the
yes.
answer.
I'm saying yes, but not in a way that's uncharming.
Sure. Well, that's
like you're not you're not a crabby person that are like, oh, I can't wait to be away from this guy. Like,
I appreciate that. I guess that's the version I was hoping to hear. Because if you had said no, not at all, I'd be like, you're not telling the truth.
Right.
So, well, Lilith, I hope your next trip to the comic book store goes better than this one. And I don't know.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm glad you're close. What else is going on? Anything else?
Well,
that's all right.
Nothing. I mean, I go to work 5 days a week. I work graveyard shift, so not a lot goes on. I saw Into the Spider-Verse, which was not disappointing. If you haven't seen that and you like Spider-Man in any capacity,
I totally would say go see that. I saw it two times.
Nice. I've seen it three.
Oh, it's a race now.
Not to brag, but...
All right, Mike, go get my car. I'm going to see Spider-Verse twice tonight. I got to win this race. I'm going to go see a 10 o'clock show, and I'll just hurry to some sort of midnight show somewhere.
Yeah, perfect.
Because I need to win this Spider-Verse race. All right, well, you have a great night. Thank you for calling.
You too. I just want to say that everybody knows you as, like, Greg Universe, but your work as Jake's brother, Jermaine is, like, my favorite.
Oh, that's I very love Jermaine. Nice. On Adventure Time.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. It's very nice of you to say.
Well, you have a good night, Tom.
You too. Okay, bye.
Thanks.
People appreciate me, Mike. You hear that, Pat? You didn't order anything yet, did you? He's writing it down. Oh, great. He couldn't just say it? How much is this guy ordering? He's got to write it down? Shrimp scampi? Shrimp scampi? What is it, his birthday? Now, I'm vetoing that shrimp scampi. Now, you get him a roll. He can get two rolls. He can get two rolls with shrimp grease on them. Tell the guy at the place to rub the two rolls up against some shrimp. He can get the hint of shrimp on the rolls. Throw some shrimp grease on them. That's the best you get, Mike. Yeah, and you better like it. I'm going to watch you eat these rolls. You better eat both of them. I'll smash them in your face. No, I'm good. Best show. Hi.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
What am I, a dog?
No. Hey, it's Nick from Indiana.
Nick from Indiana. Well, you're talking to me like I'm in the crate training.
No, I was talking to my wife about cuties.
Wait, that's how you talk to your wife?
In her refrigerator. Huh?
That's how you talk to your wife?
Hey. Well, sometimes. I apologize, but yes, you're right. She tells me I talked to her rudely as well.
Yeah, tighten up, Nick. Tighten it up.
Well, so anyway, this is off the top, but we were just talking about this. Do you keep cuties in the refrigerator, or do you keep them out, like, in a fruit bowl?
Hey, leave them out. What, do you want, cold oranges?
I kept them in the refrigerator, and they sucked all the... It wasn't juicy.
Yeah, no, because you put them in... I can tell you why. Because you put them in the refrigerator.
Well, if I put them out, Tom, then the bottom ones get all moldy.
Yeah, well, eat the bottom ones first.
That's probably right.
Yeah, what are you doing just eating the top ones?
Well, because they're the best ones, right?
What do you want? Then eat more of them. Eat more of them.
I'm a little disappointed about these cuties.
I'm disappointed in your fruit distribution system. You sound very lacking over there. You put them in the fridge, and then they're cold, and they don't have any flavor.
Listen, Tom, I understand. They look bigger. $7 at the grocery store.
Throw them in a blender.
And I eat three of them, and then eight of them go to waste.
Yeah, well, then throw them in a blender. Drink them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. You can't get to the finish line on that. Just blend them up and drink them.
Gosh, but you got to clean the blender, the whole thing.
It's so much of a project. Why don't you share them with somebody? Give them to a friend. Say, hey, you want a cutie?
You shared oranges with a friend before?
I don't have this problem you have. No, I don't, because I don't have this weird mold issue you have with your cuties.
I just think cuties at room temperature, if you don't eat them right away, then there's a thousand of them in a thing.
Well, it sounds like someone needs to reconfigure their whole way of living. You need to...
My cutie intake?
You need to maybe buy less cuties is what you need to do.
They come in a sack, a three-pound sack. Sounds like, how else can I buy them?
Sounds like you can't buy them. If you can't live up to the commitment, don't buy them. You haven't earned the right. You've lost the right to buy these cuties because you can't even eat them while they're fresh. I'm revoking your cutie purchasing privileges.
That's if I buy two navel oranges, they don't taste the way that
I'm telling every does, so. I'm telling every grocery store in Indiana, you don't let Nick in there. You don't let him if he walks up to the counter or the register with some cuties, you throw them out.
Well, yeah, you're probably. Every single bag, that about 3 pound bag, we eat five of them. Yeah. And I feel so bad. Yeah. Anyway.
Why don't you do this? Have a fun cutie party.
I should, yeah, well, the blender thing is probably a good idea. I mean, I don't even put the rinds in there, right?
Yeah, but it's so much of a project, like you said, to have to unpeel these things and drop them in a blender. What's that, 40 seconds? Everything is a project. Everything is a project in life.
In 2019, everything's a project. We can't have a five cutie bag.
Yeah, they see you coming. They see guys like you coming a mile away. They know if they do five cutie bag, guys like you will just buy those, and they only sell five cuties at a pop.
Well, look, this wasn't even my disappointment. You just caught me at the time when I was talking about the cuties.
You were screaming at your wife. I caught you at the moment where you're going, hey, hey.
Yeah, well, I apologize. I've been, anyway, listen, Tom.
Yeah, listen. Okay, I'm listening. I'm listening, Nick.
Okay, I'm from Indiana, so my favorite guy is Indiana Jones. So my major disappointment in my life is the fourth installment of Indiana Jones.
Yes.
Now, I'm 38, so I probably missed, like the prime.
You're
time
38?
Of the first two movies. Yes.
If I had to guess how old you were, how old do people think you are on the phone? 70?
Younger than that?
I thought you were 70. I would have said you were 77.
Well,
the way you're moaning about fruit.
Well, people say I sound like Ray Ramone. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Ray Ramone?
Yeah, Deborah, the whole Deborah
thing.
Oh,
yeah. Put your wife on. I want to talk to your wife.
Casey, he wants to talk to
you. Hey, get over here. Get on the phone. He wants to talk to you.
Tom wants to talk to you. Hold on a second. She's coming. She's setting up for Valentine's Day, which, again, that's
like
5 weeks
away.
Hold on.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. What's he doing? Is that he talk to you that way? Is that how he talks to you? What's your name, Casey?
Yes.
Casey, that's how Nick talks to you?
Hey.
Lord, no.
Well, I just heard him do it.
Oh, well, maybe he does.
Sounds like he's training a dog.
I don't hear him anymore.
Yeah. Oh no, you're just numb to it now.
Hey.
I am.
Well, this is what I want to ask. First of all, when he said he was 38, I took my breath away. He sounds like he's in his mid-70s.
Well, he acts like he's in his mid-70s, so that might be
moaning wrong. About cuties. First of all, he sounds like a cheapskate. He sounds like a cheapskate. There's no way he's not a cheapskate.
He absolutely 100% is.
Yeah. Short arms and deep pockets.
You know how long I've been hearing about how much the cuties are?
Yeah.
For a very long time.
Yeah. I mean, they got the thing and I buy the whole bag of cuties. I only get the... First of all, it's a very fascinating story.
Oh. Riveting.
That he can't finish the cuties. And it gets it gets better each bag, I'm sure. The story gets more interesting with each.
I've heard about it for 8 years now. It'll never stop, and we keep buying them.
Yes. So this is what I would say. He starts moaning about the cuties. You know what you say to him? Why don't you see how many you could fit in your mouth at once? Why don't you just...
Oh, well, he's opening one now, so we shall see.
Just say that to him. These cuties are not going to be free. Hey, crazy! These cuties! I got to get through the whole, through all of them. Hey! You say to him, why don't you see how many you could fit in your mouth at once, Nick? Right?
And then it'll be a whole thing.
And you say, see how many you can fit in his mouth. Or tell him to give them to the neighborhood. Give them to the next door neighbors.
I love this idea.
We got too many cuties. We can't finish it. Do you guys want
some? He was trying to feed them to our dog earlier.
Your dog doesn't want...
It wouldn't go to wait.
Dog doesn't want those. How about another human?
Well, our dog eats lettuce, so it was a good try.
This dog, eat this orange. Hey, eat this cutie. Eat it. Hey, eat this cutie. Screaming in the dog's face. Dog's like, yeah, I'm not eating it. It's an orange. I don't eat orange. I'm a dog. I don't eat oranges. Hey! First of all, you tell him, don't be so cheap.
Well, that's not working out well, so.
Tell him to open that wallet every once in a while, right? When he opens it, do moths fly out of the wallet when he opens it?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Right?
I can't go anywhere. Anywhere.
No, he's a tight.
He will tell everybody where I am by her bank account. Like, where's Casey? Oh, she just left TJ Maxx. Where's she at now?
Yeah. You don't need that.
Before I even know what's going on.
Does he always say that? You don't need that.
No. Yes. Right. Yes, he does.
You don't need
that. Do I get it anyway? Yes. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, he seems all right. He seems like a nice guy, though.
He is.
And you tell him to calm down about these cuties. He's got to get his priorities
right. It won't, though, Tom. I will hear about it until the day I die.
The next time he starts moaning about him, you say, why don't you see how many you could fit in your bleeping mouth at once?
Mouth, other places. Okay. Yes.
All right, Casey.
Will do.
I don't even want to talk to him again.
You're done.
All right, you have a great night. Tell him I said
thanks.
Hey,
you as well.
Okay. Bye, Nick. Bye, Casey. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. This is Juan from Mexico City.
Oh, my goodness. How are you?
Hello. I'm very well. And you?
I'm good. One of my favorite callers.
Sorry, my head's pretty loud. I'm sorry.
Where are you calling from now?
Mexico City.
Yes, but you sound like you're out. You sound like you're out and about.
Yeah, I'm always out and about because the lady that cleans my house and my apartment comes and I don't want to be inside because I'm in the way, so I just walk the streets.
You walk the streets while she cleans your apartment?
Yeah, I live the high life.
Yeah, sounds like you're doing all right. You go to a grocery store that sounds like a disco, and then you got your apartment getting cleaned at what is it, 7 o'clock there? What time is it there?
Yeah, around 7 o'clock. That's their last shift, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
I have one for the topic.
Disappointment. What do you have for us?
I think probably it's a running theme in my generation, but you just can't count on your friends to do stuff, you know? Everybody just fails.
Everybody, they let you down? They let you down?
Yeah.
What happened?
The other day.
What happened the other day?
I got a match on Tinder, so I thought it would be a good idea to do something fun and different, so we were going to go bowling, right?
Okay.
I didn't want to bowl alone with her, but it would be weird, so I invited a couple of friends.
So I'm like, 8 o'clock, right? So it's 8:15, and I'm bowling alone, and I'm still thinking anybody is going to show up. But nobody showed up. Not the Tinder date, not my friends. I just bowled alone.
Oh, my goodness. How many people did you invite?
Around five.
Five. You got stood up by everybody.
Yeah, like they just said yes, like knowing they wouldn't come.
Yeah, they said yeah. It's like that five people would say yes and none of them would show up is very strange. I think they all went somewhere else without you.
It's a big city in Mexico, and there's a lot of traffic, and it was in the, and everybody's like, it's always tired, right? Everybody's young but tired, so they just want to stay in. And they say, I'd rather stay in than go out and be in the traffic, and it just, I'm not worth it, I guess.
If me and AP Mike went to Mexico City, well, what would be the first place you would take us to?
Oh, well, we have some places to eat tacos here. We may know that.
Okay.
So we talk to some great A taquerias. There's a few good rock shows, you know.
Okay.
You could see the pyramids. We have huge pyramids over here. We would take you to the subway.
Subway.
The store and the sandwich place and the service.
Yeah, we'll stick to the service, to the transport service. I could check a subway out up here.
Yeah. You have like BLTs over there?
They have BLTs here too. They do have BLTs here. Have you ever been to New York? Have you ever been to the...
Yeah. I went once. It was kind of gross.
How long ago?
Like a year ago. I went last October. It was my first time.
You went here last October, and it was kind of gross.
Yeah, it's mostly the subway, you know.
Oh, yeah, so it's disgusting. That's the right answer. I agree completely. It is pretty nauseating up here.
And I thought it would be more like, you know, like those Woody Allen films, but it's just a lot of railings around buildings in Manhattan. It's all under construction, and you can't see anything really.
No, it's a I think you got it pegged up here. I think you got it pegged. It's pretty disgusting. And, yeah. You're not coming back anytime soon, are you?
Yeah, I want to.
Oh, you want to, even though it was disgusting. You're looking forward to getting back up here.
I also went on a comedy tour because I'm a big comedy fan. I'm also...
Now, who's your favorite comedian?
I'd rather not say.
You can say, who is it? What is that? What does that mean? Who is it? Who is it? Bill Cosby?
Close.
Louis?
It used to be the other guy, but my non-problematic comedian that I really like.
You like Louis, right?
Yeah, I like Louis.
Yeah, look. They should just chop his hands off and then there'll be no problem with him. Then he can just resume his career, handless.
Hey, I got no hands now. They chopped my hand.
Right? No. Look, so that's your favorite guy. Who else do you like?
I really like getting on the spot here.
Kevin Spacey, like- who?
No.
He's not even a stand-up.
No, I don't. I like Brent Weinbach. I like him. I like Tim and Eric. I really like your stuff, man.
You like it. See, you like Louis, Brent Weinbach, Tim and Eric, and me.
Yeah. The thing is that I do stand up, and I really like Louis because he was very, like, demonstrative.
Oh, he sure was. Oh, no, he was very demonstrative.
Come on.
He put on a whole demonstration.
You know, so there's a lot of stand-up comedy in Mexico City.
Yeah.
And there's, like, little places to do it. And Louis showed up at one of the places, which is true, 100% true, like, late last year. And he was very nice. Nothing untoward happened.
Yeah, as far as you saw. Look, he's a troubled mutant who is also funny and needs to get help, and maybe he should also have his hands removed.
You know what I really like?
What?
I like this video, Sarah Squirm. You know her?
Who?
Sarah Squirm.
I never saw it. I know the name. I never watched the stuff.
You didn't watch the gross video, like the one about slaying people?
I don't think so.
Really gross. You should watch it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a real ringing endorsement from you. It's really gross. You should watch it. Can't wait to go to this taqueria with you.
Yeah. Taquerias are kind of gross, too. I mean,
everything's gross. You sure you're not picking the worst places?
No.
Well, this is what I say. Like to you. This is what I say to you. Let's cut through all this nonsense.
Yeah.
Next time you're in New York, you let me know. Maybe if it lines up, if the stars line up, you swing by the best show, and you come in the studio.
Oh my God!
Maybe.
I'll be good.
Don't come up
nice
here.
Person.
Don't come up here just for that, though.
No.
You better have some other business up here, because if I find out you come up here and this is why you came up, it'll spook me out, and I'll bounce you out of the studio in 3 minutes. By that point, we will have made a guest's chair out of the unsold calendars, because Mike reordered the calendars.
Are you talking about the apmike.bandcap.com?
That's what I'm talking. Oh, please. What's that, Mike? Why would you want him to say it any other way than the way you find it on the internet? International.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right, my friend. You call anytime
you
want. All right?
Thank you.
You have a great night.
Hey, he chopped my hands off. My kids chopped my hands off.
Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
My name is Dave.
Oh, I know this. This is Dave from Knoxville, Tennessee. This is a class. This is a legend, a best show legend. This guy used to call. He was a power caller when that was a distinction for callers, and he was one of them. There were only three. This is one of the three, and here he is. And we are. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
I'm all right.
Good.
All right. Yeah. Doing it. You do it, and you do it. And you do it some more.
Absolutely. Can I remind you of something from an earlier call?
Yeah, please.
I called, I think it was July, not last summer, but summer before, the night Joe Mandy was on, his award-winning special
that
just released on Netflix. And I called up claiming to want to become known as the Jared of the Best Show.
You mean Jared as the what?
The Subway Jared?
The Subway Jared. Yeah, that's right. Maybe not the greatest reference point.
Oh, I mean healthy living.
Oh, yeah, no, of course.
Civic engagement.
Yeah.
A lot of fundraising.
Yes. So, you know, I committed that night to both of you that that was going to be my goal.
Mm-hmm.
So since that night, I have walked 1,800 miles.
Really?
Yes. I have lost 60 pounds.
Oh, congratulations. That's fantastic, well, Dave.
Well, thanks. But now you want to know about my disappointment?
Sure.
My body is collapsing into goo. So I'm not going to discourage anyone from exercise. I still think it's doing good, and I'm walking 5 miles a day. But I went to the doctor, and he took my blood pressure, and he said 250 over 100 is not recommended.
Oh, my goodness. No, that sounds
over 100.
That sounds slightly high, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Jeepers.
So they put me on 4 medications, right?
Oh, no.
And I don't want this all to be old man talks about his health. But there was an entertaining thing that my cardiologist said. He said, you are likely to experience a persistent state of altered consciousness. So I was straight edge my whole life.
Some people
drank,
pay, some people pay for that. Some people
I know.
Pay good money for that.
Now, I guess it's a bonus, but I do. My feet hardly ever touch the ground anymore. So,
man,
I'm just sleeping off a little bit here to get enough focus and vision to drive the rest of the way to my home.
Well, Dave, I'm truly sorry that you're having these health concerns and these health problems.
Old
That's
men.
Terrible.
It happens to old men.
Look, you're still here.
I am.
Still
and
here.
Do you know, Tom, do you know how much I love The Best Show? Because I don't call like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little bit behind on my voice index
daily. All right. You don't worry about that. You just take
But I am pulling it together, and I love this show and this listenership, and could not be more excited about many of the friends that I've made.
Well, buddy, having you be a regular caller and a regular presence on the show over all the years has been a complete gift to me and a treat, and I can't thank you enough. And I'm not saying anything as if you're not here anymore. You're sticking around. You still got work to do. You're not going away yet. And you know what I'm going to do for you? You know what I'm going to do for you? I'm sending you an AP Mike calendar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's only how much, Mike? How much? 20? Mike, what? How much is it? 15. 15 what? Dollars. $15? For how many of them? One. Those are $15 each? Yeah, we're sending you a calendar.
Wow, that's a good
Mike will take your address. Mike, you email Mike your address.
I'll
hit
do
him
it.
Up. DM him your address on Twitter. I'm sure he follows you on Twitter. He follows everybody.
Yeah.
You send him a DM. You tell him you send the calendar. I'll reimburse him for the calendar. This is a little challenge right now, Dave. I want to see if this bum has a nerve to come to me and say, hey, I sent Dave that calendar, you know. I want to see if he's got the nerve to ask for the money.
I think he does.
He'll do it. Oh, he'll do it. He won't. You know what? He won't do it, but he'll do it. So I sent him that calendar. Yeah, I sent it out. I mailed it out.
Hmm.
I mailed him one of my calendars through the mail. To where I finally have to go, how much was it? But he'll be, no, I can't take it. He's going to send you a calendar. He's going to send you a calendar. He's going to sign it. He's going to write something nice on it, too.
Well, you guys are my heroes.
Well, Dave, you're a great man, and you hang in there, and
you
keep calling.
I will do all of those things.
All right,
buddy. Have a great night.
Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Good guy. I tell you, Mike, you better send him a calendar. And I just want to see. Mikey, you can bring it to me and say, you know, I sent it out. And I'll pay, I'll slap the money down. I'll even give you more. I'll even give you more. Here's 50. Here's 50. Here you exactly. Here's 50. Choke on it, you bum. You got your calendar money? Yeah. Choke on your calendar money, you rat bastard. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, to whom am I speaking?
This is James in Milwaukee.
James in Milwaukee. What's going on tonight, James?
I had something for the topic, but I wanted to ask you if you had seen the cover for the new Royal Trucks album.
I did. You mean the Coke? Their name written in Coke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
That's something, huh?
I love it.
So it made me think of a disappointment. I think my disappointment was with Coke itself. And maybe you can shed some light on this.
Oh, get ready. Okay. What do you want to know?
Well, back in the day, I was in a band, and we tried to do the rock and roll thing.
You got to tell me band. What band? Were you remember? Let me see if I is it a band I know? Is it a band I know?
Definitely not.
Killdozer? You were in Killdozer?
Nope.
De Kreutzen? Were you in De Kreutzen?
No, sir.
The
no,
Cows?
Sir.
Were you in the Cows?
I was not in the Cows either. I don't think you'd get it.
All right. So you're in a band, and then what? You guys are just like, we gotta do coke because that's what you do in a band.
Yeah, a little bit. We kind of did that all day leading up to the show, and then 15-20 minutes into the show, I started to feel like garbage.
What?
And I. Yeah, and it was a bad choice to do that. And I don't understand how people did that. You have these legendary coked up bands, but halfway through a set, mm-hmm. you're gonna need to recharge. I don't know.
Well, it just sounds like you realize that's not a great fit for you.
No, definitely not. That was a one-time thing.
Yeah, and the show was terrible.
Yeah.
And you don't do it no more.
Oh, no.
Are you still in a band?
No. We've been on a very long hiatus.
Yeah, band doesn't exist anymore. It's not a hiatus. No. You can stop calling it a hiatus.
Yeah. 2008 was maybe our last.
Yeah. No, 11 years ago. Yeah, your band broke up, dude. I don't know how to tell you this. Your band broke up.
Oh, boy.
Your band does not exist anymore.
Oh.
That ain't no hiatus.
No, it's
11
not,
years. You're not in music anymore, bro.
Well,
not to say you can't get back in.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. Look, you had a good time. You had a good run.
Sure did.
You had your big Coke show. Right?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then now you're telling your stories. You did it. Sounds like a mission accomplished to me.
Yeah, I guess so.
What was the high point of being in the band?
The high point of being in the band, for me, it was always kind of finishing that album and driving around in the car listening to it. I think that is my fondest memories come from, getting close to the final product and driving around.
How many albums did you put out?
Full length CDs, one full length. This is back. We were back in the tape days. So, one full length cassette. Then we had a CD EP, and then another full length CD.
So you had so you put some stuff out.
Yeah. I don't know how many people heard it, but we really enjoyed it.
Good. That's all that matters. That's all that matters, buddy. All right. Well, you have a grand evening.
You too. Thanks.
Good guy. You have any disappointments, Mike?
I like that caller.
Mike was disappointed in Coke also. Great. Yeah.
Didn't meet the hype.
Okay, well, we'll see what we can do about that. All right, what, do you want me to work on that for you? You got to stay away from that stuff now, Mike. You ain't no spring chicken. Best show, hi. Best show, hello. Hello, Best Show. Oh, no. Okay. Best Show, hello.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
It's going. To whom am I speaking?
This is Chris from Philadelphia.
Chris from Philadelphia. Do I know this, Chris?
I called in last week. I was the one who said that both Dick Cheney and Christian Bale should be in the Beatles of Scum. Specifically.
That's right.
Across from each other for Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe they could do the that old mirror routine, like in I Love Lucy, where Harpo Marx and Lucy did the thing where they just match each other's movement in a non-existent mirror as they face each other.
And then the other one of them sort of like jumps and spins around, and the other one just kind of like hops in place.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to bring you on board. I like the cut of your jib. I'm bringing you on as a choreographer for this.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I remember another thing about Vice. One thing that bothered me about that movie.
Yeah, what's that?
In the trailer, there's that scene of Dick Cheney standing next to a bed, like just in his boxers. I don't think that scene was in the movie. I think they just put that in the trailer.
Yeah, that happens. You know that happens.
No, I know it happens, but I think they just wanted to showcase how much weight Christian Bale put on.
Maybe. Well, you want me to ask? Is that what you're hinting at?
I'm asking if you know anyone in that movie, Tom. I need the answer.
What, you think I don't know people make things?
No, I know you do. That's what I'm asking.
I can ask Adam McKay right now. I'm not going to.
The montages in that movie were incredible, though.
I'm opening my phone right now, buddy.
Yeah?
Going through my contacts. Yeah, there it is. That's his phone number. It starts with a 1. Starts with a 1. As do all phone numbers in America. Yeah, not bothering him. So,
that's probably fair.
Yeah, no, of course. No, it's a great movie. It's a great movie, and I kind of love how now the movie is, how it's smeared on the wall. It's like you take a biopic, and then why do people say biopic? Am I saying it wrong when I say biopic?
I think biopic sounds like a surgery.
Yeah.
Like I agree with biopic.
Right, Mike? I've heard people say biopic. It makes me feel dumb, but then I think they're dumb. I think they're dumb because they're trying to be eggheads, and they're like saying a thing wrong because some egghead said biopic to them. But you trust your gut on it. It's a biography. It's a biopic. It's not a biography pick. It's like, yeah, I understand why you'd say but it's a biopic, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Pat. Biopic. Biographic motion picture. Biopic. Thank you. Pat gets it.
See, that's what I miss. I miss sometimes. I throw these things to Mike one time, way too much. Half the answers I get back are, go check out apmike.bandcamp.com. The answers are never up there. The only thing that's up there is some dumb calendar or stupid shirt or a moronic headshot. All for sale. Yeah, all for sale. Did you buy the calendar yet?
I do. I have it right here.
Oh, God.
I'm a couple days behind on it, though. I forgot to keep crossing it out.
You're actually crossing that thing out?
I've got it up on my wall.
Yeah, you can just look at it. You don't have to maintain it. Oh, it's more fun, yeah. What a party. What a party that calendar is. Yeah, that calendar's a... It's great. It really is great, but it's heavy. There's some dark pages on that thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a downer. Good way to start the day, I think.
Yeah, your day can't get any worse. You wake up, you read the AP My Calendar. Worst thing that could happen to you all day. You're not that. It should just be called There But For The Grace Of God Go You. Will you put that on the 2020 calendar, Mike? There But For The Grace Of God Go You. Yeah. All right. What did you say again? I forget where you're at. What did we talk about?
For my disappointment?
Yeah.
I was disappointed in Tron Legacy.
Tron Legacy, the
yeah.
Yeah. The sequel to Tron, which was like 38 years later, they finally make a sequel to Tron. And
yeah.
You know what's fun about it is that I thought the most unbelievable thing in the whole thing is that they just dumped all the arcade games in a room and threw plastic sheets over them, and they just remain there as is. Like, nobody would be like, yeah, we're going to clear this place out. These are all vintage games. We're going to do something with these.
It's also property in, like, San Francisco, right? Isn't that where it takes place?
Yeah, most expensive real estate. Property. Most expensive real estate in on the planet. And they just, this guy's just got a full arcade that's been closed for 35 years.
Still with all of his stuff in the same place as when he disappeared.
Yeah. Everything's plugged in also.
Huge electricity bill.
Yeah. Could you imagine? Could you imagine, buddy?
I went to the midnight showing of that movie.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I wore a white helmet, too, with the lines in it.
You really did?
Me and my friends brought a Frisbee. I swear to God.
Yeah. If I was running that theater, I would have bounced you and your friends out of there so quickly. I would just be like, we got the trouble here. These guys are trouble. Let's get them out. One guy's got a Frisbee. One guy thinks he's in Tron. Yeah, that, and the first Tron movie sucks when you look back at it.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
But the first time you see it, time you see it, it's great.
Yeah, first time I saw it, yeah, I was 9. It was terrible. Even then, I knew it was slightly terrible. Like, that's one of the first things where I'm just like, oh, there's elements of other things I like in this. This is a ripoff of that. Like, they stole
Fish.
Elements. Yeah, it's like the band Fish. Thank you, buddy. All right, you have a great night.
Yeah.
Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. Who's this?
This is Greg in Seattle.
Greg in Seattle, what's going on? You bummed out to close that highway?
Yeah, I'm pretty new out here, but that highway was pretty instrumental in getting some of my views of the Olympic Mountains. Pretty beautiful out here compared to where I moved from. We didn't have any mountains in D.C., just the Potomac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess that's in part why I'm calling. The topic is who or what or whom has let you down in 2018.
Yeah, or whenever, any point in your life.
Well, I guess right now I'm waiting to go back to work. I work for one of the agencies, and I'd like Congress to get their act together and our president and come together on some agreement to get folks back to work. It's a bit frustrating. So that's the most recent letdown of the year, I suppose.
Yeah, it's the entire government is shut down. Yeah, that's fair.
And, you know, a lot of folks haven't felt it yet, but when they start, closing down airports and it takes 2 hours to get through security when they are open and food doesn't get inspected and tax returns don't get processed and payments don't go out, people start to feel it at some point.
Yeah, you know who I feel bad for is that night at the museum guy, the security guard at that museum.
Yeah, is he locked in there? So what's the deal?
He's locked in there with these woolly mammoths and all sorts of creatures. They come to life. He can't even get out of there.
Yeah, that's disheartening.
What other disappointments you got, buddy?
I went to the Sub Pop 30 this year, and it was out on West Seattle, they call it, out on the beach, and the performances were great. I got to see Mudhoney for the first time and Beach House and some really other great music, but I didn't like the location at all. They could have picked pretty much any spot in Seattle, and it would have been a better location than the spot they picked. It was just a mess getting out there. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the accommodations for it, and to get over there and back, there's a bridge. Fortunately, they're not going to close off that bridge, so still be in luck. But it was a great show, but the performance they picked, I thought it could have been a little more conveniently placed for everybody.
Yeah, look, you got to see Mudhoney, though. That's one of the best bands that ever walked the earth.
They're incredible. I hadn't seen them live before. And to be honest, I got into them a little bit later when I was in my teens. I listened to a lot of the Sub Pop stuff, but I kind of got into Mudhoney after the fact a few years later and the opportunity to see them live. They really blew me away. One of the best shows I've seen since I've been out here.
Good. I love it. Well, those are good. I hope you get back to work soon.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Have a great night.
You too. So this squeaky chair, I'm telling you. Pat Earl, I oiled this thing. Still squeaking. I bought some new oil. This thing's got to get it'd be swimming in oil to get it fixed. Let me also tweet that the number is, we got some open phones now. Where are we at time-wise? I think we'll do another 20 minutes. Hold on. Let me tweet this. Hi. The best show is still live. Call in now. We are talking about disappointment. 201-332-3484. Thanks. That's a nice message. Sent out patches for everybody who gave their patches during the gave their patches. Everybody who donated to the Best Show Patreon during a certain window got a patch, a beautiful Best Show patch. Do you have one, Mike? No. Yeah, trade your calendar. I'll bring a patch. There's a patch on the table there for you. Just take it if you want it. They were all over the place out here, Mike. Yeah, you had your pick of them. So, those calendars, those patches got sent out, and I hope everybody enjoys their patch. If you didn't get one and you should have got one, email me. We'll sort it out. And the way you do give to the show is patreon.com/thebestshow. That's what keeps the show going. It's the only place we make money from the show. We don't do ads anymore. Cause I want to keep the show pure and make it a thing that is not, compromised by me doing, gambling ads, to be honest. It's a really special feeling that you're preparing to do the show that night and, you see, 2 hours before you go on that the state of New York is investigating the company you're about to read an ad for. Great feeling. Yeah, so those patches are out there. They're really cool. Disappointment. Disappointment. You know what's a disappointment to me? I'm going to say this. There's a couple things that came to mind. On a personal note, there was a friend who asked me, and this is a guy, I'm not going to name names. He is a comedian of renown, popular guy from television, and he said, "Hey, Tom, would you like to go see the New York Knicks play a basketball game?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, they're playing tonight. Why don't you come in? I got tickets." So I drive into New York, park, which is super expensive, meet him outside Madison Square Garden, and then it's him and a couple other people, and I'm like, "Oh, how many tickets does he have?" And then he basically says to me, "Hey, I overextended my thing here. I promised your ticket to someone else also. So, I don't have a ticket for you." Now I had come all the way in. All the way in. You could have said at any point, "Hey, I don't have that ticket. You can turn around." I've never been so, that summed up a lot of things. Cause look, I know I get disappointed. I get disappointed. I work hard. "Don't you know that I work hard? And you know that I play hard." You know who that is, Mike? It's Palace. Remember them? You like them? You like some? Well, you'd like that one. You should check it out. I think you'd like it. It's a song called "Work Hard, Play Hard." Yeah, no, I had worked, what am I saying? I worked. I ain't so smart, man. So, I get disappointed. I think you know why? If I'm going to put myself under the microscope now, I can outwork anybody. I can outwork anybody. And I don't think anybody can, it doesn't get matched, and then I feel disappointed. But that part's on me. But this thing with this basketball game, that's on him. Oh, my God. How mad would you be, Pat? You drive in from from New Jersey, you park. I only had 4 tickets and I invited other people. I'm short 1 ticket, sorry. Would you ever speak to that person again?
I probably would, but I wouldn't go
to the mall. Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah, it's Bibby. Yeah. Written by best show friend Stephanie Robinson. The Bibby episode of Atlanta. My friend Stephanie Robinson, who I miss greatly. Worked on What We Do in the Shadows with her every day. And now haven't seen her and I miss her. So, the other thing was, here's what happened to me. I go to, you know Billy, right? Mike, you know Billy. Billy. Vapetriloquism? Dummy? So I go, I buy, I first of all, I invent an art form, vapetriloquism. The melding of ventriloquism and vaping. And I did it live. And people, did you see it, Pat? Yeah. Yeah. It was magnificent. If I dare say so myself. I changed the game that night. That was like Dylan going electric. When Dylan played that fest electric, that's when I came with the ventriloquist dummy and vaped. Because I drilled a hole in the back of his head, ran a tube in, and I could blow vape smoke through his through the tube, and it comes out of his face. It's the funniest thing I've ever come up with. I really feel like that was a game changer in my life, and I gotta ask Mike when he's free here. He liked it. I think he did. Maybe he didn't. He doesn't like a whole lot of stuff I do. He's not a fan. Now, Mike,
yeah.
When I did the vapetriloquism,
yeah.
Would you equate that with Dylan going electric? In terms of the seismic shift in comedy from it.
Yeah.
We
were blazing a new trail.
No one had ever done that. So I do that. And I did it right. I went to this vape shop in New Jersey. I bought a vape. What is it? What do you call them? Vape? Whatever you call the thing, I bought this thing. It was $100. It was so expensive, but I wanted a huge cloud of vape smoke coming out of this thing. So I buy this thing like literally $100, and I buy this vape juice called Clown Serum. Which is orange. It tastes orange. It tastes like smoking a can of orange soda. If you could imagine smoking a can of like Sunkist, what that must feel like. That's what it is. It's gross. So I buy this thing, and then a couple months ago, I go to use it on the show. This thing doesn't work. It doesn't work. Paid a lot of money for this thing. So then Pat and Dudio are checking it out online, trying to figure out what's wrong with it. And then it's like, yeah, the battery's probably dead inside. It's got an internal battery. It's probably dead. I'm like, well, I bought this a year or so ago. I'm bringing it back. I want to see what they say. I bring this thing back to the place I bought it. I go in. And these vape shops are all... These are just like, it's all like the Spanish prisoner. They could be out of there in 10 minutes they would just leave behind some vape garbage and a few posters. They could throw that stuff into a panel van and be out of there in 10 minutes. You'd never know they existed. Everything has just such a temporary feel in there. It's just cases with things in it. And so I go in. And there's this guy there. This guy. God bless him. Is one of the dumbest people I ever met in my life. God bless him. Dumb as they come. This guy was dumb as a box of rocks. I'm telling you. It's an insult to a box of rocks, actually. I go in, he's like, how can I help you? And I'm like, yeah, I bought this vape thing a year ago. I used it probably 10 times, and it stopped working. He starts checking it out. Yeah, it says an internal battery in it. That's it. The battery's dead. I'm like, well, can you change the battery? No, it's an internal battery. You can't change that one. It's dead. The big problem is the company that made this Smok. S-M-O-K is the company. And he's saying Smok. I'm going to say it's Smoke. But he's saying Smok. Maybe I'm wrong. He's saying Smok is not a good company. Their things are not well made. And as he's saying that, I look around the store. I see half the stuff is made by Smok in it that they're currently selling in the store. This company, this guy's saying, it's terrible. It's not like, you ever go to those places, they're just like, oh, we don't sell that anymore. Those were bad. We got out of that. Those turned out to not be well made, so we don't sell that anymore. And you're kind of always like, I sure wish I didn't buy one of them from you. But you learned and you got out of business with it. This guy's bad mouthing this thing. This place is still loaded with merch, with Smok merch. Smoke, Smok. Every third thing had said S-M-O-K on it.
You know the way the batteries work on these internal batteries is that if you don't use it enough, then they die, like the way batteries work.
What? Is that how batteries work? You don't use them, they die? They shouldn't. I said, then this was $100.
I'm very sorry, You can buy a new one of the... You could take the top off of the thing and then screw it into the base of another one.
Well, how much is that going to cost?
$60.
Okay.
And then you need the batteries.
Okay.
And then you need the charger for the batteries.
What? And I'm just like, I just want Billy back. My friend Billy, Vapetriloquism. I want Vapetriloquism back in my life again. Fine.
I'm really sorry about it.
Like, the guy, and so he keeps saying he's sorry. He does nothing to make me happy also. Other than, them's the breaks. And I'm like, fine, I'll take it. The new unit, the batteries, the battery charger. And then I go, he goes, all right, how do you want to pay for this? And he starts walking over and he trips, which is could have happened to anybody. It fit the story very well that he tripped too. Because, look, I don't know what this guy's deal is. This guy could have been as straight edge as possible. This guy could have been Arlie Ermey, for all I know, in terms of being a straight shooter. But I don't know if he was. He seemed a little cooked at the vape shop. Seems like he feels no pain at work. I'm like, yeah, I'll use a credit card.
Okay, insert the card into the machine.
Put it in. And the sounds these machines make now. This RFID chip, whatever it is, it's not reading.
It's not reading. Insert it again.
Not reading.
Insert it again.
Not reading.
All right, what you should do is try swiping it.
Swipe it. Nothing. Then the owner comes over. Or the manager, whoever it was. Somebody who outranks this buffoon comes over.
The machine's not processing this guy's charge.
Also, if I was working there, I would run into traffic.
I would just say this guy bought this thing a year ago and it's not working. I would like
try to address that the customer did not have a great experience with our product. So then this guy, who looked kind of like the older brother on the Goldbergs. You know the kid on the Goldbergs who looked like he was in his late 30s when he's supposed to be like a sophomore in high school? Heard he looked like old. That kid. He tries running. He's like, okay, insert the chip now. And yeah, I did it 4 times. Insert it. Doesn't go through. He goes, all right, this is what you're going to need to do. You need to swipe it 3 times. So they have to ring it up. Okay, swipe. I swipe. Then he presses a bunch of buttons on his side. Okay, swipe. Press more buttons. Okay, swipe. Okay, now it presses buttons. Okay, now insert the card. Comes back declined. Declined? I just used this thing a half hour ago. I know it's fine. I ain't walking around with no declined card.
Yeah, this isn't, it's not working. We could do it.
Finally, I just said to myself, you know what? These rats already stole enough money from me on the first thing they sold me that broke. Why on earth? Why am I buying another thing from them? These vape shops, you could throw a rock and hit a vape shop. They're everywhere. They're all going to be, 5 years from now, they're all going to be gone. But right now, there's one on every other block. I just said, you know what? I'm all right.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. I walk out. Really showed them, huh? And then I went to another vape shop, spent exactly the same money at it. But now I have on, right here in the studio now, all this vape stuff. Got all of it now. Billy will be back in 2019. We'll get him back on Tuesday. How about that? Well, this happened already. This will have aired already. Odds are you will have heard Billy on a upcoming show, on a previous show. But yeah, talk about disappointing. That was disappointing. Best show.
Hey, Tom, how you doing tonight?
Good, good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Brian in Chicago.
Brian in Chicago. What's up, Brian?
Not a whole lot. How you doing?
I'm all right.
You doing all right?
Yeah. How are you?
Okay. I'm getting by, Tom. I'm glad to be talking to you.
I'm glad to be talking to you also. We're talking about disappointment. What do you have? Something? Do you have something?
I mean, I had a few things that occurred to me. Here, how about this? Let me give you something that's going to be like such a straight shot down the alley that you might start to wonder if I'm the E6 Select guy.
Yeah, what do you got, buddy?
I'll give you like a hypothetical disappointment.
Okay.
If you, because I know every once in a while you talk about packing it all up and chucking it all in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to do that, then I'd have a lot to talk about with disappointment.
If I
if I quit.
Yeah, then I might be inconsolable.
Okay, well, might happen, bro. Might not happen. Probably won't. Could. Probably won't. But just, I got to live my life.
Right.
We end up where we
end
up.
No, I mean, you can't do this for us.
No, I got to do it for myself. It's like Rocky III. He had to do it for himself. That's why he couldn't beat. That's what helped him beat Mr. T in the fight, is that he fought for the right reasons.
Right.
What an unrealistic thing.
You're
fighting for the wrong
right reason.
No, this guy is a tank, is why he beat you in that first fight.
Right.
Yeah, suddenly
the problem is that he's just, right.
Yeah, he's bigger and stronger than you. That's why he
beat
you.
Like an incredible degree.
Yes, he's better at boxing than you are.
Like, by a lot.
Yeah.
Right. But Right.
Well, that would be a disappointment to you. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope it doesn't happen.
I mean, things seem like they're coming together.
Yeah, we'll see.
I feel like you're building the network. It's like Nerdist style now.
Oh, torn right from the playbook. Yeah, it's just like Nerdist, except for the fact that we don't do other shows with people, and I don't produce shows I'm not on at all.
Right.
Other than that, it's just like it.
No, I mean, it's like a million times better, but, you know, I mean, it's growing.
Yeah, of course it's a million times better. Because I'm a million times better than him. And I'm a million times better than everybody. And it's just...
Listen, can I tell you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
You have made it impossible for me to listen to other podcasts.
Yeah, no,
That is another sort of thought that I had. So it's like,
I take pleasure in that. I ruin them all for everybody else.
You've ruined all of them. I still try. People tell me.
What's one? What's one? Give me the satisfaction of one. Maybe I'll bleep it. I might even bleep it out. Bleep it out on this, but just name one.
Okay, I'll tell you one that I actually can listen to. This is like one, but it only comes out like once every couple of months. Hannibal Buress is one I can listen to.
He's
all right.
Great. He's funny.
The vast majority of them, I can listen to Todd Glass a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, and Todd Barry, too, you know. Mm-hmm. But
very funny.
I don't throw them on the way that I throw on the best show.
You
got to
check out
is
Mary Houlihan. Check out Mary Houlihan's podcast.
Okay.
It's very
all right,
funny.
That'll help.
Mary's
that'll
very
help.
Funny.
And then I heard a couple good episodes of Claire O'Kane. Yeah, but then, you know, honestly, I'd like to tell you the ones that don't work out, but I erase them from my brain.
Yeah,
they're gone. I can't even think of what they are at this
point. I love it, buddy. All right.
Yeah.
You have a great night, Chief.
All right, you too.
Bye. All right, these are the final calls, then we'll wrap it up. Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Jonathan from Toronto.
Is this the guy who keeps calling me, browbeating me to like the pizza up there?
Oh,
it's okay.
Yeah, I mean,
that wasn't
my intention.
Yeah. Well, so what's going on with you?
Well, I wanted to talk about it's disappointment, right? It's the topic.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that is. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I was disappointed that we got off to the wrong foot with the pizza talk.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And I wanted to confess something.
Yeah, what's that? I know what it is. You know the pizza up there blows. That's what you want to confess.
Yeah, I do. I'm aware.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't eat pizza.
If you have a mouth, you'd understand that.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyone who ever had a mouth. Right? Remember that song?
What are the real... I don't know that version.
No. So, yeah, you don't know. You get it. You were being a wise guy. You're sticking up for your local thing, and you take local pride in it. But I would not take pride if my city had a famous clogged sewage system. I would not brag about it. I would condemn it.
Sure. Yeah. That is fair, and that's why, you know, I thought about it and. Yeah, I thought I'd let you know that you're right, and you know I love the show, and I just want to give glad tidings.
All right, thank you.
Enough of you. Guys, a snooze. Best Show, hi.
Hi.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
Annabelle.
Annabelle, how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
I remember, Annabelle, you are a high school student, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You are in the choir, is that right?
Yes.
And how is everything going for you, Annabelle?
Oh, it's great. I'm on my senior year now.
You're on your senior year. This is it. It's mm-hmm. like you're getting ready for the next chapter of the adventure.
Mm-hmm. On time.
Now, what's a disappointment for you, Annabelle?
The fact that somebody within my family keeps getting pets and then not taking care of them very well, mm-hmm. and then passing them on to other people in hopes yeah. that they'll take care of them.
Yeah, that's bad. That would be disappointing. What kind of pets are we talking about here?
Well, one was a dog and one was a gecko.
Oh, no. Did they get along?
Well, she had given the dog to us originally, but their dog did not get along with our dog, so we passed that dog on to someone who we know is going to treat her well and give her enough space.
Good, good. Yeah.
And now we have the gecko.
Mm-hmm. And what's the gecko's name?
Oh, his name is Philip.
Philip.
Mm-hmm.
Philip the gecko.
Mm-hmm.
And is Philip fun?
No. He's very small.
That's a no.
He doesn't do much.
Yeah. Well.
But.
Look, it's fine. But you got this family member who shall remain nameless, gets mm-hmm. these pets and does not take care of them.
She buys them, and they're fun for like the first week, and then she wants to stop caring about
them.
Yeah,
well, that stinks.
Yeah.
I would be more than disappointed with that.
I'm very angry about it, but disappointed is a nice way to put it.
Yeah, that is. I get you loud and clear, Annabelle. So what's the rest of your school year going to be like?
Pretty general.
Skip? You're going to skip out?
I get to leave early, so.
You get to leave early?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm there for like 3 hours.
That's good.
Yeah, fun times.
Well, Annabelle, I'm going to wrap the show up, so I appreciate you calling. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah.
You have a great night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom. It's Brandon from Queens.
Brandon from Queens. What's up in Queens tonight, Brandon?
Nothing. Just at home. Drinking a beverage.
Yeah. What are you drinking?
I'd rather not say. It's pretty embarrassing, actually.
Well, now I have to know. Let me see if I can guess.
Okay.
Is it like a hard lemonade?
It's close to that. Yes.
Is it a wine cooler?
No. It's more towards the lemonade variety.
A twisted tea. You're drinking a twisted tea. So you're drinking an iced tea with booze in it.
I'm just trying to not let go of summer.
That's fine. Look, well, it's January. You got to let go at some point.
That's fair.
You drink whatever you want to drink.
Thank you, sir.
As long as you're being in moderation, you take care of it.
Yeah.
You do what you want, buddy.
It's only my second, so I'm well within my limits.
Good, good. So is there a disappointment you have? Because that's what we've been talking about tonight.
Yes. I wanted to talk about a show I saw a couple of years ago in my hometown of San Diego. I was back for vacation, and it was my second time seeing George Clinton's Parliament Funkadelics.
Uh-huh.
And the first time I saw them, it was really awesome. They played all the hits. It was actually somewhere in Queens. I think it was in a big open park, and it was great. Everybody was dancing, and the whole band was really on point. But the second time I saw them, George Clinton just sort of rolled out maybe 30 minutes into the set and just sat down on a chair in the middle of the entire show while a bunch of young of his young posse just was dancing around the stage, and he just sat down on a chair for the entire time, just saying a couple of words every 15 minutes. And that was a big disappointment.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah, I just felt like...
Who's yelling in the background there?
No, sorry, it's one of my roommates.
You tell her to, is what you say. Don't you know I'm on the best show?
Hold on one second.
I want you to say
hey, guys, I'm on the best show. Can you keep it down a little bit? Thank you. All right, they're quiet.
That wasn't as much fun as I thought it would be.
No, it didn't feel good coming out either.
No, you sounded actually irked. And then they just, did they say sorry?
Yeah, that was much less
fun than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I feel like George Clinton right now.
Well, now this is what I want you to do now, though. Now that they're quiet, I want you to go back out there and go, what did I say? Be quiet. Okay?
All right, hold on one second. Hey, what? Oh, they're not even on the same floor. They've actually left. I live in a basement of a two-story apartment. They've actually left the basement completely.
Where are they now?
They're on the ground floor.
That's even better, though. Go up there and then say to them, "What did I say? Keep it down."
Okay, hold on one sec. Hey guys, what did I say? Please keep it down. Okay. So they just laughed at me.
Yeah, no, I heard it. The method. Well, look, you try. You, I appreciate you doing it. All right, buddy.
No problem.
Sorry about the George Clinton show. You have a great night. Final call. Best show. Hi.
Best show. Hey, this is Adrian in St. Louis.
Adrian in St. Louis, home of.
Oh, my God, I don't know.
Terrible pizza that Joe Firestone likes.
The worst, right?
What is that stuff? What's on that?
It's like the Provel cheese, which isn't really cheese. It's some kind of byproduct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's horrendous.
Yeah. I don't want it. She's described it to me 5 different times. I don't want it.
Nope, it's the worst. I'm a transplant, so that's not my native food, but anybody that grew up here, God, they love it.
They love their Provel cheese.
Ugh.
Right?
Not for me, man.
Make you a barf, right, buddy?
Yeah.
So who am I talking to?
This is Adrian.
That's right, Adrian. Sorry.
Yeah. How's the show tonight?
That's fun. It's a fun show.
Good. Disappointments.
What do you got for her? What do you got for us?
Well, how many people called in and said Star Wars Episode 1? A bunch, right?
No, I thought a bunch of people would call up and talk about it, but they didn't.
Okay. I just, I started going through like a list of movies that I rewatched that I thought I really loved, and then started watching again. I was like, oh my gosh, stuff like Dead Poet Society.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in eighth grade, that's really moving or something. But you're back in as an adult, and it's
dumb.
That's disappointing. That's really dumb.
School.
Yeah. And Gladiator or something like that. I should have known better.
Yeah. Well, you know what though? Live and learn, baby. Live and learn.
I guess.
What's your favorite movie this year?
Oh gosh, I haven't seen anything new this year, Tom.
What's your favorite most recent movie that comes to mind when I say what's a recent movie you liked, even if it's not new?
Actually, I really had fun with The Incredibles too. I liked it.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
You know a movie I liked? I watched a second time. Happy Death Day.
How is it?
It's good. I like it.
Cool.
It's like Groundhog Day, but with she gets killed at the end of the day.
Nice.
It's better than Groundhog Day.
Well, now I don't have to see it.
No, you don't. Oh, yes, you do.
Yeah, okay.
Go see it.
I will.
All right, buddy. You have a great day. Good guy. Well, that ends the best show. Thanks, everybody, who listened to this show. This is a fun one, and we had a good time, and everybody was in great spirits, and it's always fun to do the show on a night that's not a Tuesday and get a different group of people in there, and I appreciate all of it. And we will be back soon, and I'm going to play something on the way out from our friend Allison. What am I going to play here? Am I going to play something from her album? Wait, what am I doing? Hold on. Wait, I lost it. Hold on. Not going to play something from Allison Crutchfield. I'm going to play something from her band, Swearin'. They put an album out last year called Fall Into the Sun, and came out on Merge Records, and here's the first song on the album. It's called Big Change. We'll listen to this, and Best Show will be back. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
High school summer vacation on heavy rotation. It spills through broken PA speakers. We are all older now, and the same things get us going. At least I can admit it, the best years of our lives were spent in some stranger's basement, medley made of empty cans and X's, and that radical romantic conversation about how we're all like mutants who found each other by chance through rock and roll music. Clenched fist, eyes wild, screaming pretty records you hopefully compile, while I put my bad faith into practice. I sit at home on Saturday night, ease into my false sense of superiority. No art degree, no conservatory, just Katie and me. And whatever we are drinking to diminish our diplomacy, if we can't appreciate the art, appreciate the air conditioning.